Howdy, Xers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, the monthly audio column that looks at radio markets and presents bits and pieces of the various radio stations within, except for this month, where we pull out some old radio air checks for our anniversary edition, just for us old radio guys, and also some of you who might find radio from years ago somewhat interesting. So from our pop radio air check collection, here are a few segments for you to enjoy.
Hey, Larry. Larry, can you hear me out there in the transmitter? Give me that nighttime pattern.
All right!
All right! Woo! KTNQ Los Angeles News Q with the greatest radio staff ever, ever put together. Let's hear it, come on!
Liza Minnelli at 520. This is Ted Richardson. You're listening to FM 94.
Diane Shoes, Windsor's finest fashion shoe salon for...
Three sweeps with a chance at a million and instant prizes of up to $10,000. No wonder the scratching is catching.
Make Christmas a happy occasion for hundreds of needy children in Windsor by donating a new toy for them through the Children's Aid Society. For more information, call 252-1171.
Has done something to her. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyway, it's 99.5 The Fox. Brand new radio station, brand new disc jockey, I think, anyway. My name is Terry Young. You know yours. Makes us all friends. Rocking the box till 10 o'clock, baby. The Tourist New Fox is on, yeah! 99.5 The Fox. Monkey was the name of the song. It's George Michael. And this is Terry Young, a brand new song, brand new radio station. We're taking votes for your favorite song right now. Now, the Fox phone number here to the radio station is 298-6900. Okay, the new Fox, you call us, let you know what you want to hear. We'll get it on for you, okay? It's 298-6900. Terry Young, the motor mouth here at the all-new Fox.
It's 801 with Bob McNeil at Q94. Sunday, December 28th, 1980. For the past 3 months, WKTQ has been compiling your nominations and requests for Pittsburgh's all-time favorite music. Now, the results are in, and it's time for the countdown. This is the 1980 Pittsburgh Hall of Fame. Number 100.
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
Come on, come on!
those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Good evening and welcome to the 1980 Pittsburgh Hall of Fame. Brought to you tonight by Hair Teeth, Jukebox Saturday Night, Ovation Audio, Lou's Music Connection, and the Old Record Rack. Well, here we are counting down the top 100 all-time Pittsburgh sounds as you voted and nominated for them in the past 3 months here at WKTQ. And we kicked off with number 100, the Delmars, and Snacky Poo from 1964, a time when the Beatles were the top music story in the country and all over the world. But the Delmars were one of the top sounds at the Pittsburgh dances. And that song never made the Billboard National Top 100. In fact, more than half of the records on this year's Hall of Fame list never did make the national charts. This one did, though, coming in at number 99, and it's done by the Blue Jays on WKTQ.
Oh, love is
a choice seat location, produced by DeCesar England.
Little before 11 o'clock at WBZC Pittsburgh, where summer sounds best, the old motor round's just one of many night shift workers. You know what that's like. Little before 11 o'clock at WBZC Pittsburgh, where summer sounds best, the old motor round's just one of many night shift workers. You know what that's like.
Z95.5 welcomes the Pine Knob 38 special tomorrow and the Starship on July 30th. For up-to-the-minute information, call the Z-Pine Knob hotline by dialing all hits and keep it here to win the hottest tickets all summer from your official Pine Knob concert station.
Z95.5.
I kind of sounded like a Hallmark card. Did you read that off something?
Yeah.
Z95.5 at AM 1500 with a continuous Music Money weekend. It's 3 after 12. This is Dave Fuller from WCZY, AM and FM, Detroit.
All hits, Z95.5.
It's 11 o'clock at the home of good time rock and roll.
NBC Radio News.
This is Dave Hull. I'll hopefully be on the air in 2 hours from now from KRLA, serving Greater Los Angeles from Pasadena.
The Giants!
Hey, Harold, your mother uses Bisquick, too.
Bisquick featured at Alpha Beta Markets. L.A. temperature 68 degrees. Light smog in the basin. KRLA. Get well time 5 minutes past.
KRLA. Constant music.
That sound done by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, a tune called Zorba the Grit.
This week, Market Basket.
Yes, we have a temperature of 68 degrees, sunny today with a high tomorrow of about 70 degrees, a low tonight 44, and mostly sunny on Friday, says the KRLA weatherscope, with some increase in cloudiness. So for those of you who do have the influenza and have been hit by that flu bug, with temperatures like that, it could get a little better. At least we hope so. Get well time on KRLA. 9 minutes past Casey Kasem, and the hits just keep on coming at you.
KRLA, constant music.
Frederick, 610 News and Information, now from KFRC, San Francisco at 8 o'clock, Dr. Don Rose.
Gee, I think I better play a song for all of the poor people this morning.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, as a matter of fact, since this is a special occasion, how about a nice timpani roll, please? And now, for all of the poor people. Oh, sure, they drive Cadillacs, but they can only afford one earring. Entertainment at KFRC in San Francisco, Dr. Don Rose at 803. Good entertainment's hard to find these days. Here, let's see what's on TV. Tonight, an interesting and different Dean Martin show. They're going to roast Porky Pig. Critics say it's well done.
Forgive me.
It's John Jones' birthday. He's from Vallejo. Also, Twiggy is 39. That's her age. She'll never measure 39. Mickey Mouse is 50 years old today. I guess you knew that. Let's see. Who else is celebrating a birthday? Randy Mantooth, TV's John Gage in Emergency. He's 33. David McCallum is 45, the man from Uncle. And Jimmy Rogers was also born on this date. Oh, and on this date, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Exactly 2 minutes later, Mrs. Bell received the first obscene phone call.
Top of the hill, Davy City.
KFRC, you're nice. We like you. We want you to get your share of that $40,000 of the winning ticket. Toll free. You can call to get yours. 800-652-1313.
9 at the beaches and 73 at KRLA. I'm Hetty Lynn Hurdies.
Ladies and gentlemen, all oldies, all the time. KRLA, Pasadena.
The real dance team.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the real Dobbs Deal of the heart and soul of rock and roll. KRLA, all oldies, all the time. For you, baby. Turtles on a wonderific Wednesday night.
From the time I fall asleep to the morning convention.
All oldies, all the time. KRLA. The switch is on to San Diego's best. The switch is on to KBEST 95.
KPZT San Diego.
Again for Shotgun Tom Jukebox Saturday Night, baby, and I am Shotgun Tom Kelly. We are here, go finger pop, rock and roll all night long, and of course, most of all, and most importantly, we're gonna put you, that's right, baby, on the airwaves to talk to somebody you love tonight. Make a request. Also, you know what else we're gonna do, baby? Because they deliver, we are gonna put a Domino pizza in your lips, in your face, and definitely make you feel good. But most of all, get your request on the airwaves, get you talking to your baby on the airwaves, and get your favorite tunes on the airwaves. And of course, we're going to try to have a lot of fun, and that is spelled with, you got it, a capital F. All right, since we're underway and since we're on our way, we might as well get into one of my favorite songs, a song that talks about me and you and everybody else. Okie Bob, my engineer Tommy Sublime, and a lot of other people, baby. But most of all, again, Y-O-U. Here we go with Shotgun, Junior, Walker, and the All-Stars. Ha,
ha, ha, ha. Hey, I do love, yes, I love you.
Greatest hits of all time on Magic 104, the new FM. Hello to Larry in Bridgeport, Lenny in LaGrange, and the lovely lady in Bensonville, all listening to Magic 104. I'm Dick Bianchi at 842. Marilyn McCoo, you don't have to be a star.
The wine from Chicago's new Magic 104.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow.
Yeah. On the new Magic 104, boy, that is solid gold. You better believe it, buddy, buddy. Lloyd Price and Stagger Lee, King B, Ron Britton, and what a Thursday. Nothing goes right when your underwear's tight or something like that. I don't know about this weather. Gary Lee will have the more information on the traffic. Harry Volkman reminds you about that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for another 5-10 minutes or so for Lake DuPage and northern Cook counties. But these thunderstorms are producing hail and strong gusty winds and affecting our traffic. Gary will tell us more about that tonight. The rain will be ending and will cool off somewhat with a low of around 62. Tomorrow, as you wake up and shine with Dick Biotti, sunny and cooler and less humid with a high of around 82 degrees. Currently, it's 93 over at the lakefront, 94 at Midway, and 90 degrees at O'Hare. And now we'll check in with Gary Lee and the traffic.
Well, Ron, we do have the green.
this fine, fine music at FM 89. You can take it with you wherever you go, from Wilson Park to Greendale to Layton Avenue to Grange Avenue, out to the airport perhaps, all over the Airport Midway Motel, and that's where we're convening this wonderful Labor Day weekend in Milwaukee.
He travels through the night to...
Almost time to get up, Milwaukee, but not yet. You can relax some more with WNRC while we have music by Eric Carmen and Don Henley and all the very best. In fact, here's Boston, More Than a Feeling.
This is WKNR News. More music with Bob Green. Swing us out of the Temptations on WKNR. Maybe this is all I need. WKNR song with Soul, The Great Temptations. WKNR song 13.
WKNR.
Detroit!
23 and a half minutes before 11 on the Bellboys Show. And the weatherman says fair and mild tonight with a low temperature of 60 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, mostly fair and continued warm with a high temperature of 84 degrees. So it's going to be a nice day tomorrow and a little cooler tomorrow night with a low temperature of 50. Humidity is 29% and the winds are southwest at 10 miles an hour. And the temperature is like 74 degrees. Right there, fellas, 74 degrees. I hit it right in the middle. Fellas, we're talking about a record that Clarence Henry has out now, and it's called I'm Gonna Dream Myself a Sweetheart. Another groovy play for him.
Oh, listen, before we do anything, I gotta read you a letter that I got. This is a really very nice letter, and I gotta read it because right here, and it's the honest to goodness truth. It's from the, I saw the envelope, I went, the office of the mayor, city of New York, City Hall, New York. And I opened it up. And it says, Dear Soupy, I have it on good authority that you said some nice things about me yesterday. I want you to know that I am very appreciative of your kind comments. Your terrific talent helps to brighten our city. It's wonderful to have you back on the air again. With best regards, sincerely, Ed. Edward Koch, Mayor. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. I appreciate
you have his
that.
Photo hanging up here in the studio.
Got his photo hanging up here. That's good.
That's
well,
great.
I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Well, I know what Mayor Koch's favorite portion of the program is, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes as the Soupy Sale Show continues on WNBC. 955-9066. That's the talent hotline number. 955-9066.
One Saturday afternoon from Caroline, and it's the lunchtime personal top five. Number five, we heard Chicago, If You Leave Me Now. Number four, Air Supply, All Out of Love. And number three, we heard Michael Jackson, Human Nature. Here's number two from 10cc. Number two on the personal top five today, I'm Not In Love. Number one next.
Some go east, some go west.
Here's some important news from...
Oh, that's all you need to know.
I hope you enjoyed our look back at radio from the past years. Most of the stations have long ago dropped the formats and call letters that are featured on this tape. Next month, if I don't get a better offer, we'll turn around the FM dial in Lansing, Michigan. For the DX Audio Service and MarketScope, I'm Phil Wayne.
The DX Audio Service.
Don't get me started.
There's nothing else quite like it.
This is Mark Dernberger in the backyard with the birds in western Colorado. And today we're going to demonstrate how we can get some decent reception out of a short antenna wire to actually outperform the receiver's built-in loop antenna. Our tools are a coil of wire that we've wound on a 3-inch piece of ordinary PVC pipe, a variable tuning capacitor available from a junk box or from Radio Shack, a ground rod, and a 30-foot piece of wire slung up in a tree. How'd we do that? Well, we tied a weight to one end, slung the weighted end of the wire up into the tree, so the wire is nearly vertical. And then we also drove a 4-foot copper ground rod into the ground near the receiver location. And that was it. We were ready to play. For our reference signals at our location here in western Colorado, we're going to sample three representative stations during the middle of the day. They are KOAL in Price, Utah, 10 kilowatts on 750, about 125 miles away. KOA in Denver, 50 kilowatts on 850, about 240 miles away. And KSL in Salt Lake City, 50 kilowatts on 1160, about 200 miles distant. Here's what they sound like today, the middle of March 2002, at our location in western Colorado, on the built-in loop of our Sony 2010. Here's KOAL.
Scour the caves of Afghanistan for enemy resistance in the final phase of Operation Anaconda.
KOA. And KSL. Not too exciting, but it is daytime, and they are a good distance away. Now, so that we have some understanding of how these improvements are going to work, we're going to need to rub up against a small amount of electronic theory. And I'll walk a bit of a tightrope in delivering this. Technoids, you please forgive me if I oversimplify this process. On the other hand, if you're not familiar with the terms we're going to bandy about, forgive me if we can't make it as clear as you need it to be. In the end, the proof is in what we hear. And the purpose of this drill is to give you some ideas on how to use basic electricity theory to improve radio reception. Now, to make this short wire, this 30-footer, work like a serious antenna, we start our first brief lesson about current flow, the basis of practical electricity. Current flow can be modeled by considering the two wires going to a light bulb or a plug-in TV set. The electricity enters at one wire, goes through the TV or light bulb, and comes back out the other wire. If you break either wire, the current stops flowing and the bulb or TV quit working. All you do when you flip a light switch or turn off the TV set is to open the path on one of the wires to stop the current. Okay with that? In our experiments, current flow is the basis for all of the improvements we'll be making. So instead of current flow through the TV or light bulb, now let's consider current flow inside the radio. What we're interested in is the current flow from the radio's built-in loop antenna into the radio itself. It turns out that the built-in loop is made of a number of turns of wire formed in a coil. And the wire coil is a basic tool in the generation of electricity. Here are two things we need to know about a wire coil. First, whenever we pass a varying signal through a wire coil, it generates electricity out the ends of the wires. In our case, the energy from a radio signal passing through the wire coil antenna loop of the radio generates an electrical current flow that the radio can receive. And the even cooler thing about this is that this effect can be reversed. Instead of getting electricity from passing a varying energy field through the coil, you can pass electricity through the coil and generate a varying energy field around the coil, just the opposite reaction. So if you've got that now, you've just taken a huge leap in understanding electricity, because these principles of electromagnetism are behind everything from the telephone to the traffic light. All right, one more fundamental, and this one won't take a leap of faith, and some of you are getting ahead of me now. You're thinking, hey, I can run electricity through one loop to generate the energy field, put that loop near another loop, and get electricity back out of that other loop. And that's precisely correct. That is the principle of what we call the transformer. Okay, so far? Manipulating that coupling effect between two coils is what allows us DXers to beef up those otherwise very tiny radio signals. Now hold that thought on coils and coupling, because we're going to take a short detour, and then we'll get back to the coupling effect and see how powerful it can be for the DXer. Remember that vertical wire we threw up into the tree? Let's find out if that simple wire has any current flowing through it. And we'll do that by connecting the antenna wire to the receiver's external antenna jack. When we plug in that jack, we disconnect the internal loop. And wait now, we also said we needed two wires to make the current flow. We've got the antenna wire going into the radio, and we need another wire coming out to complete the circuit. Of course, that second wire is the wire we run to the ground rod. Let's see if any radio energy is flowing from the vertical antenna through the receiver to ground. Again, here's KSL with the built-in loop.
The former Vice President's wife is considering joining the Senate.
And now we'll plug in the external antenna and disconnect the built-in loop. Not much there, is there? But the signal must be there. We heard it on the built-in loop. Something must be acting to keep the short external antenna wire from delivering a signal to the radio. And here's where we encounter the last two terms we'll need to deal with today, and these two are a bit more familiar. They're called capacitance and inductance. These effects are like resistance. They tend to impede the flow of current in our antenna wire, and so they reduce the signal available to the radio. Obviously, these effects are present here and in every real-world antenna situation. Don't worry how these are defined. All we need to know today to build our homebrew antenna is one principle, and that is that capacitance and inductance can be used to balance each other out. Inductance and capacitance. The length of the antenna defines which effect predominates. We recall from Russ Edmonds' Q&A column here on the DXAS that a short antenna is typically capacitive by nature. A very long antenna is inductive. It appears our 30-foot vertical wire is probably capacitive. So capacitance is the effect that's impeding the signal in our case. So if we can use one to cancel the other, you're ahead of me again, aren't you? We should be able to use inductance to cancel out the capacitive effects of our short wire. And this is where we pick up our first junk box tool, the homemade coil we mentioned earlier and we'll describe later. That coil is a form of inductance. I'm going to turn the radio on again using the short wire into the receiver, the 30-foot vertical. And now we'll connect the inductive coil between the antenna wire and the receiver jack.
However, after losing the Big East final game to UConn, and obviously the injury that everyone thought to Brandon Knight was a knee injury, but it's a strained quadricep, he is looking...
What's happening is the inductance of the coil is canceling the capacitance of the short wire, so maximum signal can flow into the receiver. Let's try it again with KOAL 750. Wire only. And then adding the inductance between the antenna and the radio.
If you like Steppenwolf, the Beatles, and Jimi Hendrix, you won't want to miss the Classic Rock Concert on Saturday, March 16th at the BDAC.
Relive old memories.
Finally, KOA with the wire only. And KOA with the added inductance of the coil.
Team campaign pledges. For me, I don't.
Pretty dramatic, eh? Oh, in case you're wondering about the importance of ground, look what happens when I disconnect the ground.
Over the other.
As we said at the top, we need a complete path for current to flow, and if the receiver isn't grounded, we don't have that path. By the way, on my home-built coil, I've added some taps, as we'll describe later. These taps allow me to select how much of the coil I'm going to use. And in a sense, by letting me select how much coil I want to use, I've got a rough form of tuning. Now, of course, we could do the same thing with a very long wire that would be inductive by nature. Instead of adding a coil between the wire and the radio, we'd put a capacitor between that long wire and the radio. So what we found is that with a simple coil connected between the short antenna and the radio, we can make a dramatic difference. Now, we know there is, in fact, current available since we heard it flowing through the receiver. What if, instead of going through the receiver, we change the wiring to send the current from the antenna wire only through our home-built coil and then to ground? Easy enough to do, but why? Because we know that the coil will generate an energy field, remember, when current is passed through it? And putting a second coil near that coil should cause energy to couple across, right? That second coil is the coil in the receiver, the built-in loop. And the purpose of the drill is to see how much energy we can send to the receiver loop. So let's try it. Here's KSL again. Short antenna connected to one end of the home-built coil. The other end of that coil is connected to ground. and we're listening to KSL on its built-in loop. And then we'll slowly move the built-in loop toward the coil.
Replacing Josh Powell, also in for Michigan State, Chris Hill. And he's going to check in for Kelvin. That's the ball to the right corner with him. Tipped by Anagogia.
And that's what it sounds like as we move the radio near the coil and away again. The home-built coil is obviously radiating some energy. Okay, never being satisfied with the status quo because we are DXers, we're now going to look for a way to increase the energy around our home-built coil so we can couple more energy into the radio. Our final adventure today brings together what we've learned so far about coils and capacitors and coupling, and I got to tell you, I lied to you, we do have one more term to absorb, folks, and that's something called resonance. You and I know it better as tuning. Remember back when we were using inductance to balance out capacitance? We did that by connecting our parts in a chain where one component feeds the next end to end. The antenna was connected to the coil, and the coil was connected to the radio, and the radio was connected to ground in a series or daisy chain connection. The other way you can connect these things is in a parallel connection where both ends of each part are connected to both ends of the other parts. We've got the antenna connected to the coil and the coil to ground as we had it. And now let's add capacitance in parallel with the coil. We're going to connect a variable capacitor, a junk box capacitor, across the coil. So it too has one end connected to the antenna and one end connected to ground. As we turn the variable capacitor, and if we've selected the proper value for our parts, there'll be a sweet spot on the tuning where maximum current will flow through the coil. That's called parallel resonance, and we'll find that spot because we're going to hold the radio with the built-in loop antenna near the home-built coil as we adjust the variable capacitor and essentially tune the home-built coil. We'll pick a particular frequency, and we should be able to hear us hit the sweet spot or resonance because as current increases through the coil, the energy the coil radiates and the signal picked up by the radio loop should get better. Let's see what happens on our KOA signal. First, KOA with the coil only coupled to the radio as we had it before.
850 KOA.
And now we're going to try tuning the capacitor across the coil.
That's the sound of the Priceline.com supercomputer working for you. While the other online travel sites merely offer lists of fares, the Priceline.com supercomputer
and listen to that.
Your own price. It's actually programmed to go to work for you, getting you the best possible price. Yours. The Priceline.com.
Now, to keep me honest, and just to verify that this is happening, because current is flowing through our coil capacitor combination to ground to set up that energy around the coil. Look what happens when I disconnect the ground.
And the movie is suspect. What about Oliver Stone?
Oh,
what about...
QED, as the scholars would say. I think you'll agree we've been able to improve reception quite a bit, but let's go backwards and double-check just one frequency. Here we are again with KSL, with the radio with the built-in loop near the coil.
Bird gives it off to Hill. Left corner, Ballinger back into the game. Back
now we're going to move the radio Taylor away from the coil and let it stand on its own with no help.
State a very low.
And then back near the coil.
Gives it off to... And Agogye backing in the offensive foul of the big man. Put that
two simple reception tricks. One is to use a homemade coil to balance out the effects of a short antenna, capacitance versus inductance. And remember, we're connecting them in series, one connected to the other in that daisy chain combination on the way into the radio. This will only work, of course, if you have an external antenna jack. The other is to use coil coupling in conjunction with coil resonance to generate an energy field that you can couple into a receiver, or maybe more than one receiver by setting several in front of the coil. The cool thing about this second approach is that you can make this improvement with any radio that has a built-in loop, as they all do. And since you're coupling loop to loop, You can use this trick when your radio doesn't have an external antenna jack. Now, I promised some quick detail on how we got to this point. We found an old tuning capacitor from a junked radio, but actually, any variable capacitor from Radio Shack will work if it has a range of from 50 to 350 picofarads, or PF. The coil was wound on a piece of 3-inch PVC pipe, about 10 inches long, available from a Home Depot or plumbing store. And by the way, while you're there, they also sell a neat mounting flange that press fits into the end of the PVC pipe and allows you to mount it vertically on a piece of wood alongside a capacitor. I wound about 80 turns of number 18 stranded insulated wire. That'd be about 20 feet of wire. Wire size is not critical, and it could be solid as well as stranded, but it has to be insulated. Every few turns, I pulled the wire out an inch or so and made a few twists in it, and then continued winding. And then I went back after I was finished winding and stripped those wires where they stuck out and soldered them back together. So I had coil taps every few turns. So this is actually a fun adventure to build, and it really makes a difference. And the parts are pretty forgiving. We urge you to give it a try. If you get in trouble building it, pop me an email and I'll see if I can help. If you're in a reception location that doesn't provide a lot of space for a long antenna, and you can do what we've done, you'll be doing a lot of good for your radio and for your hobby. One word of caution. If you live in an environment where there's a lot of electrical noise, this is not going to help you combat that noise. In noisy locations, your best bet is still a balanced loop, such as the Kiwa Air Core loop. And that's it, DXers. This is Mark Dernberger in Western Colorado, looking forward to our next get-together. We take mail at 667 Long Rifle Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81503, and email at mark@durenberger.com, D-U-R-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. Try this project and let me know how it works. And until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
247 Music Power, Wonderful BBC.
Hello again, DXers. Ken Honest Chuck here with some fall ratings news that ought to tickle your ears, as AM radio has really hit it big in the fall period. And I want to share it with you this time in most markets. Okay, with 2000 census included, we start out. Number one, New York, 8,008,000. 106.7 WLTW, 6.4 up 4 tenths. 297.1 WQHT, 5.7 down 1. 3, number one AM, 1010 WINS, 4.8 up a little bit. 8th, 770 WABC at 4. 9th, 880 WCBS, 3.6, the future voice of the Yankees, I understand. 15th, Sports Radio 66, WFAN at 2. And 19th, 710 WR, 2.3. Los Angeles, 3,694,000. Number 1, 106.7 KROQ Burbank, 5, up a little bit. 2, 102.7 KIIS and KVVS, 4.5, up a little bit. Number 1 AM and 4th, KFI, 640 at 4.2, up a half. 12th, 790 KABC, 2.6, up a little bit. 18th, 1070 KNX, 2.4. Sports Radio, 1150 KXTA and 690 XTRA, both at 0.4, way down. Chicago, 2.896 million people. For the first time since 1968, the voice of the Bears and of the terrorist attacks, WBBM News Radio 78, made it number one. First time in 34 years. 6.4 up 1.2. Number two, 720 WGN, 5.5 down 1.2. Fourth, WLS 890, 4.8 up. That's down a little bit. Sports Radio 670, WSCR 1.8, up 0.4, and ESPN 1000, WMVTP at 1%. Houston, fourth place, 1.953 million people. Number one, 99.1, KODA 7.6, the rest of the station, 5 were FMs. Sixth place, the first AM, 740 KTRH, 4.4 down 0.3. 12th, 950 KPRC, 2.9 up 0.6. 24th, Sports Radio 610 KILT, 1.1. Fifth, Philadelphia, 1.517 million people. Number one, News Radio 1060, KYW 7.9 at point 8. Then 6 FMs, followed by an 8th spot, 1210 WPHT, 3.6 down 4 tenths. 11, Sports Radio 610 WIP, Voice of the Flyers and 76ers, 3.1 up 0.3. 6, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Arizona, 1.321 million. And number 1, 620 KTAR, Voice of Sports there, 6.8 up 0.3. 2, 910 KFYI, 5.8 up 1.5. 15, 1230 KOI, 2.8 up a little bit. 27th, 860 KFVP, 0.4. 7th, San Diego, 1.223 million people. Number 1, KOGO 600, 6.1, though down a half. Then the next 13 were FMs, followed in 15th place by 760 Full Service KFMB, 2.5 up 0.8. 20th, Sports 690 Extra, 1.8 up a half. 8th, Dallas at 1.188 million, and Fort Worth at 534,000. Number 1, 99.5, KPLX, 6.1, up 1.3. Number 1 AM is at 3rd place, 820 WBAP, 5.2, down 0.3. 11th, 1080 KRLD, 3.1, down 0.6. 33rd, Sports Radio 103.3, ESPN Radio, KESN, in Allen, Texas, at 0.6. 9th, San Antonio, 1.144 million people. Number 1, 99.5, the original KISS FM, 7.8 up 0.6. 3rd place, News Radio 1200, WOAI, 6.2 up 0.2. 12, 550 KTSA, 3.6 down a little bit. And 25th, Sports Radio 760, KTKR, 0.8. 10th, Detroit, 951,000. Who needs sports, huh? They went to number one anyway. 760 WJR, 6.2, though down 0.4. 2nd, 950 WWJ, 6.1, up 0.4. Then way down to 21st, 1270 WXYT, 1.6. And Sports Radio 1130 WDFN, Voice of the Pistons, 1.2. Next, the Bay Area out west. San Jose, 895,000. San Francisco, 776,000. Oakland, 399,000. Number one, the champion, 810 KGO, 7.4 up 1. 2, AM again, 560 KSFO, 5.3 up 1.1. And darn it, AM again, 740 KCBS at 5 up 0.7. Must be a nice area to live in, huh? But way down to 19th, the former leader, 680 KNBR, is way down there at 1.9, down 1. 12th, Indianapolis, 792,000 there. 1, 95.5 WFMS, 9.3, though down 2.2. 2, 1070 WIBC, 8.9, though up 1.6. And way down to 14th, Sports 1260 WNDE at 1.9. 14th, Jacksonville, Florida, 736,000. Number 1, Classic Rock WFYV, 7.3 at 0.8. Number 1 AM and 5th, 690 WOKV, Voice of the Jaguars, 6.6 up 1.5. 17th, Sports 930 WFXJ, 1.2. And Sports 600 WBWL at 0.7. And the final full market I'll do is 15th, Columbus, Ohio, 711,000. Number 1, 610 WTVN, 8.8 up 1.6. Way down to 12, 920 WMNI, 2.6 down 0.8. And Sports 15th place, 1460 WBNS, 2.3 up 1.3. That's something I haven't done before. I'm going to give you the Arbitron ratings of all of most of the Class 1A and 1B clear channel stations that I managed to find. In frequency order, 650 WSM Nashville, 11th at 3.9. KENI Anchorage was 9th at 4.2. And by the way, with that band scan that we had from Alaska, I want to get the rest of them here that I found. Number 1, KBFX was 7.2. KHAR was 2.3. KTZN, 1.3. KASH at 1.6. KBYR at 1. And KAXX Sports at 0.7. Continuing with the rest of the lower 48, 670 KBOI Boise, 13th at 3.4, 680 WPTF Raleigh, 5th at 6.3, 710 KIRO Seattle, number 1, 9.1, down 2.4, 720 KDWN Las Vegas, 18th at 1.8, 750 WSB Atlanta, number 1, 11, KFQD Anchorage, 12th at 3.6, 770 KKOB Albuquerque, number 1, 8.8, 780 KKOH Reno, number 2 at 7.9, 830 WCCO, number 2, 8.8, down 1.2, WHAS was number 1, forgot the numbers, 850 KOA was number 1 at 7.4, 870 WWL was number 2 at 9.8, up, KRVN 880, couldn't find. Next up to 1020, KDKA Pittsburgh, number 1, 11.6. 1030, WBZ Boston, number 1, 8.7, up over 1. And KTWO Casper at 4th place at 12.8. 1040, WHO Des Moines, number 1 at 12.2. 1080, WTIC Hartford, 3rd at 9.2. 1090, KAY was not listed. 1100, WTAM Cleveland, number 2 at 7.1. 1110 KFAB Omaha, number 1, 11.7. 1120 KMOX St. Louis, number 1 at 10, though down 3.7. 1130 KWKH Shreveport, 15th at 2%. 1140 WRVA Richmond, 5th at 6. 1160 KSL Salt Lake City, 2nd at 7.6, up 1. The voice of the Olympics. 1170 WWVA 4th at 8.3, KVOO in Tulsa was 6th at 5.3, 1180 WHAM Rochester 1st at 12.7, 1190 WOWO 5th at 7%, KEX Portland 2nd at 5.4, down to 1500 KSTP St. Paul 5th at 5.8, 1510 WLAC Nashville 10th at 3.9, 1520, found only KOMA, 18th at 1. WWKB was way down. 1530, WSAI, 13th at 3.5. 1540, KXCL Waterloo, 14th at 1.3. And that should do it for this time, since I'm about out of time. I'll talk to you again next month and with baseball, and I'll see you then. Thanks for your time. And good DX.
Thanks, Ken. And before we wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service and I lose my voice completely, let me just say a few words here. Hopefully on our next edition, we'll have more comprehensive details on the 2002 National Radio Club Convention, let you know a little bit about what we're going to be doing and how we'll be doing it. Also, if you don't have your telephone number and or email address on file with us here at the DX Audio Service, please do so, because we've had several tapes get returned to us and we're unable to contact the members. So that helps us out. We can give you a call and find out what happened with your mailing address. And speaking of addresses, our address here is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone at 419-228-6223. The fax number is 419-221-1609. And the action line number is 419-224-1609 for DX Audio Service members only. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And the website is at www.nrcdxas.org. If you'd like to become a member or renew your subscription to the DX Audio Service, the cost is $28 if you live in the United States of America. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address in Lima that I just mentioned. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. This tape is being mailed on April 1st. No fooling. See you then. Bye-bye.